I've got to worry.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing? Nice Myrtle Beach tan. Already?
In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our servicemen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. First item is minutes of the special and executive session meetings for June 7th, 2017. Any edits or modifications or a motion?
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the special and executive session meeting of June 7th, 2017.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Then we have the minutes of the regular meeting of June 21st, 2017. Changes or motion?
Make a motion to accept the minutes of the regular meeting on June 21st.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Then we have the special, or the executive session meetings, that's executive session meeting minutes for June 21st, 2017. Motion or changes?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes of the executive session meeting, June 21st.
2017. I second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, can I get a motion to open to public comment, limited agenda items only?
So move. Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Okay, the floor is now open. Lori jumped up before you, Gail.
I just have a question. That's the one on one. On this ordinance that you're, is this a public hearing going to be the next one? Is this where you're going to add the money for the museum?
This is the introduction. This is where we're going
but
to.
Is this the ordinance where you would add that money?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I wanted.
Yep.
Well, I could have called it, wasn't I? Okay. Just want to know, have you all had a chance to read the Hunterdon Review from last week?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Okay. I was very upset when I read it because what was in here wasn't even true. I mean, it started off with the title of the article, basically accusing the union of nixing the assessors' the shared services between Lebanon Township and Reddington Township, which the union had nothing to do with it, as you know. I mean, from what I understand, Reddington pulled out, and that was whatever their reason was. There were a few other things, but I found out that when you all had gone into executive session that night, I left early. I mean, I was out of here about 7:15 after I got done talking to you. And I read a section here, and I thought, well, geez, I'm learning this for the first time, and it's in the section where I did the talking. And it turns out that Claire claimed that she talked to the shop steward, me, when you were all in executive session, when everybody else was waiting out in the foyer. I wasn't even here, so I don't even know who she talked to. And I just want to clarify this because I just read this and I was very upset over some of the comments that were made in the article that weren't true. And I just, you know, that's why I came tonight, because I just needed to air that, because it, you know. So that's all I've got to say, but I just wanted you to know that this upset me. I don't know how you all felt about it, but when I read it, I was upset over comments that were made that weren't even accurate or true.
I can appreciate that.
And I did talk to the editor of the Huntington Review this morning over it, because I had to air it to him because I was that upset.
Facts are not important with the media anymore.
Huh?
Facts are not important for the media anymore. It's quite apparent.
It is. It seems they have to spin it to make things, you know, look good to them. So, anyway.
No worries.
Thanks.
That's right.
You want to retract?
Ron Mikowski, Rockyland Road. I see in here a tax assessor position. I wasn't able to make the last meeting, but the meeting before that, it was decided we were doing shared services with Lee Reddington. This is a time-sensitive position. The reason I say is with farmland assessment, it has to be filed by August 1st. Can you just, what happened?
I
didn't read the paper, so I don't know anything about that.
Later in, when we get to the tax assessor, I have...
And this is something that we can expect to move on rather quickly?
We will, we're getting to it. I have a whole statement I wrote up that, you know, to make, to explain where we started and where we're at. Hopefully that'll clarify for you.
Okay, what I'm saying is where we're at as far as the time frame goes.
Yeah, well.
You got your form, right?
It depends.
You got your form in the mail, right?
Matter of fact, I stopped up Monday because I had a question I was going to talk to this. Anyway, it was close. Mm. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
I'll wait to hear your...
Thank you. Anyone else? Full house almost for us? And no? Okay. Can I get a motion to close?
I'll make a motion to close to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. So now we have ordinance introduction, ordinance 2017-04. This is a capital ordinance of the Township of Lebanon. Basically, we have two of them in front of us. It's depending on, as we discussed before, it either has the monies to increase what we have already allocated for the museum bathroom or not to increase the monies. It doesn't. Even if we do increase it, it still does not mean we have to go through with it. It just leaves that open as an option down the road if we go out to bid again. But if we don't increase it, then it's basically off the table for now. So realistically, we just need to know which one are we introducing. Either we can, if you want to discuss it, or somebody wants to make a motion as to which one we're going to introduce, or... however we want to go about it. Just to explain, it's two ordinances. The lesser is for $317,000. It covers resurfacing of Red Mill Road between Newport and Mount Airy, undertaking the chip and seal program for various roads, acquisition of calcium storage tank and distribution equipment for winter road treatment, and the acquisition of a new electronic message sign for in front of the municipal building. The difference with the other one is an allocation of an extra $65,000 for $382,000 to allow us to have a cushion for the bathroom addition and storage area and everything for the museum. We had gotten one quote in that was extremely elevated and from where we felt, but we still feel it's going to be more than originally anticipated. So it really comes down to if we want to budget this money in there, out of capital or not?
I'll make a motion that we go with the $382,000 that includes the bathroom addition amount, with the understanding, like you said, that if for some reason the bids come in so high that it's ridiculous, that we can use the money, or it goes away, goes back into the pot.
It goes back into capital, yep. Okay. And a second?
I would second that motion.
A roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. So, then the introduction is for, throw this one away, is for, okay, going back to this, various public improvement projects and acquisition in, by and for the township, appropriating therefore the sum of $382,000 and providing that such sums so appropriate, such appropriated shall be raised from the capital improvement fund of the township. Public hearing to be held on July 19th, 2017. Then we have resolutions. Should I have another motion just approving that introduction, or is
no,
that
no,
enough?
You're good. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Resolutions 73, 2017. This is Chapter 159. This is to basically request from the local government services that they may approve the insertion of a special item of revenue in the budget. We are asking for the local government services to approve an increase of $120,000 for an item of revenue in the budget of the 2017 calendar year. The revenue offset will, with appropriations from the New Jersey Department of Transportation for Hickory Run guardrail replacement. So can I get a motion to approve?
Motion to approve Resolution 73, 2017 for Chapter 159 for the Hickory Run guardrail.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, then we have Township Engineer Correspondence. I don't see Jack here, but...
He's swearing in.
Oh, okay. Basically, this is when this started, probably last year. A number of roads don't have speed limits in town, so he and the township engineer went and looked at them. Some of the officers did speed tests on all of them, and they are utilizing what they call the 85th percentile rule to come up with a speed limit. They are Mount Kip Road, which is would be set at 30 miles an hour, Mount Airy Road at 35 miles an hour. Those are both for the entire length. Mountaintop Road from Safari Trail to Muscon River Road would be 25. Hollow Road to Safari Trail would be 35. Mackenzie Road, the entire length, 35. Spruce Run Road, 35, the entire length. Rocky Run Road would be 35, the entire length. Mount Grove Road would be 35, the entire length. Turkey Top Road would be 30 miles, the entire length. Dutch Hill Road would be 25 miles from Dutch Hill to Musconetcon River Road, and then 35 from Pinestone Drive to Dutch Hollow Road. And then Mowder Road would be 35 miles, the entire length. I had emailed Warren, and he had said that it would be like $5,600 or thereabouts for signage that he could get out of his operating budget to do this. So basically, we just do we, Karen, do we have to put another ordinance together for this or just approve this as it is?
That would be a question for Dick. I believe you have to amend the ordinance.
You will. Don't you have, doesn't this have to go to the state first?
From what I understand, this is what the path that the, okay. If you do this 85th percentile path.
So you're not going to have to go to the state.
That's what I understand from Steve, yes.
Then the answer is yes, you'll have to do an ordinance amending the speed limits for those roads.
Okay.
These are all roads within the township.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So then basically just then probably just a motion to have that ordinance created for these roads.
Dick, I would assume that you would do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All Any thoughts or a motion or?
Anybody live on any of these roads?
Public comment. Yes, no, motion?
Okay.
Motion to make an ordinance?
Yeah,
or?
Motion to make an ordinance to change the speed limits or put the 35 mile an hour and the 25 on certain ones.
Yes.
Per our engineers.
And that would be include Warren purchasing the signs?
Correct.
Also, okay.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. James said he's not going to be here, so we're not going to discuss the ambulance. He said he doesn't have any information regarding one way or the other yet on the bid and the state contract one. So we will move to the tax assessor. Okay. So, like I said, since you're not the only person curious as to what's going on, a number of people have asked me and questioned me about the situation with the tax assessor. The committee was informed in January that our long-serving assessor would be retiring at the end of May. We publicly stated our appreciation to her, giving us this much notice to hopefully get an assessor in position before she disappeared. As the mayor, I'm the liaison to administration. I began looking into details of the assessor because I didn't really know what an assessor did, to be honest, and evaluating what our townships need. The deputy mayor and I, who's Mike's the liaison for finance, started doing some background work into, you know, what the assessor did with the, you know, as well as the, you know, with the clerk and on multiple occasions. For everyone's background, the tax assessor position is a statutory position that is strictly regulated by the state of New Jersey through the county tax assessor. Candidates must have a state certificate, and there is only a small pool of certified candidates. Our pool is even smaller since we are only looking for a part-time assessor. To begin our search for potential candidates, the previous assessor put out word to the county assessor and to some professional organizations that our part-time position would be available. We received very limited responses to this first initiative, and in parallel, I reached out to Reddington Township to talk to their administrator clerk, where our assessor also held a part-time position, check with their interest in a shared service in the event that they could find a candidate that wanted full-time. Through our analysis of Lebanon Township's tax assessor's requirements, it was decided that because of the Highlands regulations that significantly reduced the development in our township, the productivity gains from computers, etc., we could significantly reduce the time needed for our tax assessor position. I note that some of the tax assessor duties require inspections of farms and remodeling projects as well as for appeals. So the actual hours for the positions are not steady, nor can they be accurately predicted. However, it was decided that reducing office hours from 2 days to 1 day per week would provide adequate public service while significantly reducing costs. In March, the committee was updated on the limited results from our search, and we determined to place an advertisement to more broadly look for candidates. Shortly after that, Reddington came back to us indicating that they were also having very limited findings and also finding very limited candidates, and rekindled the suggestion that we jointly pursue shared service. The township committee was briefed again and concurred to pursue the shared service in parallel with our independent search. During April and May, in coordination with Reading Township, four candidates were identified for interviews. After discussion with our clerk, it was decided Mike Schmidt as deputy mayor would participate in the interviews and keep us informed in executive session updates. One candidate was identified to negotiate employment terms, and the candidate and terms were discussed in executive session in May. The candidate was then invited to our municipal building for interviews with our clerk and subsequently an interview and executive session with our full committee. Two meetings ago, on June 7th, the committee unanimously voted to appoint Laura Whitaker as our tax assessor through shared service agreement with Reddington. I would note that 2 days earlier, on Monday, June 5th, Reddington had passed a similar resolution. However, on Thursday, the day after we approved the assessor and shared services agreement, Reddington contacted us with news that an insurance issue had emerged, which they were not able to resolve. Therefore, they told us they would not be able to finalize the shared service agreement. The clerk and committee were promptly informed of the development. Since Mike had been appointed the person for the interviews, I agreed he would contact the candidate to ask if she would consider to be hired directly by Lebanon Township instead of through shared services. She replied that while the shared service had significant advantages to her, if we could match the terms as much as possible, she would consider the position. In consultation with our clerk, Mike and I used the existing employment agreements from one of the township other employees to put together a draft agreement outlined by Lebanon Township Employment Practices. This was discussed with the candidate, and she asked for certain enhancements. This draft was modified for internal use only to illustrate what the candidate's requesting in order for the committee to consider its position. Both of these documents were provided to the committee for discussion in executive session at our last meeting. Also at the last meeting, the shop steward for the union representing most of our employees made a public statement requesting that the committee to consider certain issues that respect to an employee agreement with a new tax assessor. It also needs to be understood that the information a committee member gathers and brings back, we bring back to discuss and just all the information. We are responsible to bring back all that we gather and to discuss with everyone. The committee had an extensive discussion in executive session at the last meeting to discuss the tax assessor candidate and potential terms of employment, including consideration of the request by the union. The committee gave clear direction for the terms to be negotiated with the candidate. Mike and I carried out the negotiations. Several days ago, the committee was supplied with a revised draft agreement for employment of Laura Whitaker for our tax assessor. Terms adhere to the direction given by the committee in the last meeting. By statute, the agreement lasts through June 2022, and it provides a salary of $32,000 to perform all the obligations and responsibilities of the tax assessor with the office hours on Wednesday and as a part-time position in the agreement. It provides no benefits or paid time off. As a point of reference, our just retired assessor had a salary over $52,000 with 40% prorated benefits based on 2 days per week of office hours. So everybody here has gotten the resolution, I believe, in looking at it in the agreement. And really, before we go forward, I'd like to know if there's a point to go forward. And to do that, I would like to know if there's a motion to move, to accept this resolution, because if there is, then there's a point for discussion. But if there's no motion, then there's really no point for discussion.
Well, I would like to speak on this, and thank you for the history on all that. That was a great recap of everything.
Well, is there no motion?
No motion.
Okay, then we'll move on.
I mean, somebody else wants to make a motion, but I'm going to talk because I didn't talk last time.
Okay.
I look at this resolution. And I see on here, whereas the Township Committee has determined that Laura Whitaker is the most qualified candidate to hold this position. I didn't have a choice. I've asked three times when we did a parallel path, has anybody looked at these resumes that came, these part-time resumes to the part-time position for the tax assessor? Nobody wants to look at it. Nobody wants to see it. We all agreed that Laura would be a good candidate based on the shared services, and that's, in my opinion, that's why I voted her in. She doesn't have all of the qualifications for our township. She's more of a commercial. She admits she does not have a lot of farmland assessment or farm evaluation.
I have one thing. Just try to stay away from discussion of the candidates.
She's in the newspaper. They all know now.
It doesn't matter.
But we need to still adhere to the rules, whatever was said.
So,
in other words, you can mention her name, because that's clearly, but just in terms of her issues relating to her capabilities or performance would be really something for executive session.
Okay. So well taken. So with that said, we were on board when we had it with shared services. But after the shared services fell through the next day, the whole game changes after that. but it appeared like we were just going to march down the path, not look at anybody else. And what happened was, where I see one of the problems that came in here is, I don't know if nobody looked at the union contract. And believe me, I was in management. I'm not pro-union. But we do have a contract, albeit expired. We are working against a union contract. That is a statutory position, but it's supported by the union in our township. So based on that, we've been down this path in 2009 when they went outside the contract. Contrary to the contract, we ended up in court. And it wasn't nice, and it's a lot of billable hours, as you know, dragging through the courts. And I'm just saying, I don't understand why we've gotten mail in this building with this person's name on it. She's not even appointed. It's like we're going down this tunnel vision path, and it just doesn't, the optics don't look good to me. It looks to me like two people have chosen the tax assessor for the town. Nobody wants to see anybody else who's applied, and I've found correspondence that is in our Oprah records that say we do not want to deviate, we want to do things the right way. But suddenly, when the agreement was off, I don't know if it's because of the time frame that we have to rush somebody in there, but I will never knowingly breach a contract. Now, maybe, Dick, you've talked to the union since then. I don't really know. But
I haven't, but I understand one of the committee members.
Yes. But not, oh, you mean since our last meeting?
Correct.
Well, I didn't. It wasn't me. So I just have to air my concerns over something like that. The optics don't look right, and I think that, and you guys got your form assessments. We got them because we pulled together and got them out. And we're going to make phone calls to make sure that they get in, and there's nothing else that's going to cause a problem with those form assessments. So unless people don't get them in. I physically was part of the team that got them out, and I will be doing a telethon to get them back in. So I don't know. I just, that's my thoughts. I just want to do things the right way.
I have a few remarks.
I'm finished.
Only recently we've hired new police officers, animal control officer, DPW employees. We interviewed many people for those positions, and all of a sudden, as a committee, we've only interviewed one person for this position. I don't think that's following our past practice in hiring.
Okay. Well, we went down a path.
Well, I know things got changed.
And the obvious, everybody had agreed that she was a good candidate. Everybody liked her, so it seemed like the obvious path to stay with her, because it seemed... Everybody, there was no one that had any complaints. So it was the obvious path to stay with. What complaint did you have with her?
I told you. I said it was good for shared services, but...
Okay, but you agreed that she was a good candidate. Yes.
Okay, good enough. Yes, okay. for the shared services.
Okay,
agreement.
So it...
And she was a good
and outside of that, when we were sitting here, everybody unanimously felt she was a good candidate, so it was the obvious path to get to where we needed to go. So that's why Mike and I worked on it, because we were the subcommittee for it, just like you were on the subcommittee for the animal control, and waited for you to come back with who you recommended. So here's who we came back with.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you the respect. Mm-hmm. I expected the same respect.
Mm-hmm. You created a shared services subcommittee. You never created a subcommittee to pick the tax assessor.
No,
that's where I have a problem.
You changed, though, Beth. Then you may have changed, but the applicant remained the same. So when you interviewed an applicant.
It was based on shared services
with
Reddington.
But it was the applicant who was before you.
For shared services.
No, for tax assessor.
For shared services. Agreement of tax assessor.
I'd like to make a motion on resolution number 73A-2017, a resolution appointing a tax assessor.
I'll second that motion.
Roll call.
No.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Hold on.
Thank you. New business is the New Jersey State Firemen's Association membership application. Can I get a motion to approve the New Jersey State Firemen's application for Paul R. Langerine?
So moved.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Then we have correspondence from Warren regarding the generator to add the scoop. Is that like a snorkel scoop? Am I envisioning?
No, it's just like an end to the generator. It's a squid that goes over the radiator, so all the noise doesn't block the radiator.
Gotcha.
While the engine's
on. Okay. So I'm thinking scoop as, you know.
Yeah, that's what they called it, so that's why.
Okay.
It's just like this one here has it now.
Oh, okay. Sound box. Okay. So for, as he said, if for whatever reason it was never with the machine originally, I had tried to coordinate getting out there to do a sound test prior, which we can still do if we do this, just for our own, you know, record of what it was before and what it was after.
Was it in the spec?
Yeah.
That I have no idea.
Generator is equipped for sound quieting, but it didn't have the end on it for some reason. I don't know why. I did check into that prior to the point.
So the question is, do we want to purchase this? Do we, you know, I know we had, you know, it offered for us to hear it prior to it, but since it didn't start.
Pending that, it's
okay.
Once we get it up and running again, we'll let you listen to it. And
okay. Like I said, I would just like to do a sound test for us to know what it is now at the property line. Do you want to approve it pending as finding out what it is? Do you want to wait on it? What's the thoughts on it?
I think I applaud Warren's consideration of the neighbors. I think we should do everything we can to be good neighbors.
And I know I can just hear it at my house.
Which is
almost
a mile.
And I know that people on Dewey Lane can hear it and stuff, because Kevin tells me he hears it. Like I said, it's not loud, but you can hear it through the woods and stuff. And I'm just thinking that the neighbors, and it points right down in front of their houses, those three right along Newport. So I can see it being an issue if it's going to run all night or something, if we get another hurricane or something, and it's running, or during the day. No big deal, but
right.
It's
going to
run all night.
Warren, have you ever heard the generator at the pumping station down on the road? Mm-hmm. High pressure pumping station, generator?
Wow.
It's like it's loud.
So is this one.
Thoughts?
Thoughts?
Huh? Thoughts?
Sounds like we should be good neighbors.
Yes.
Okay. So. Okay, so then can I get a motion to approve it? And then I'll also do a testing once he gets it running again, just so we have a record of what it was and what it will be, or what it is after.
I made the motion.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 They should. They should be able to tell you what negative decibels it is.
Yeah.
Presentation of vouchers. Brian?
None that qualify.
None that qualify.
Okay, I have one. This is for the Volunteer Fire Department Accident Renewal for Grondyke Associates is $2,460. That's mine only one.
I've got the monthly New Jersey Health Benefit Plan, total of $43,287.49. New Jersey Environmental Infrastructure Trust, this is payment on our open space debt for $13,013.52. Cooper's Oil Company for an air conditioning unit, various service to that, $1,979. The summer newsletter, printing and mailing, $2,152.09. Diesel fuel delivery, $1,715.49. And asphalt, $1,459.34.
I have one here for Performance Tire Company. Vehicles, tires, 8 units. Total cost of $1,017.04.
And get a motion to approve the vouchers?
I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Is there any other old businesses or new business? Okay. Then can I get a motion to open a public comment?
I'll make the motion to open a public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Open a public comment.
Lori Hoffman, Buffalo Hollow Road. I just want clarification on the tax assessor position.
Mm-hmm.
So all the concerns that Gail brought up last time are not part of. So that's not going to be a problem hiring this assessor.
It's not. There's no vacation or benefits or goodies.
Okay.
Dick, is it going to be a problem?
Well, you know, people can always sue, so you never know for sure what will happen.
Why, if they're following the guidelines of what our union contract is.
Are they following the guidelines of our union contract?
I think there's an argument that they are.
What is that?
Well, as the mayor said, there are no benefit provisions in the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And historically, there are various members of the union who have a salary as compared to an hourly rate. And the argument that I think would be made, and normally I don't give legal arguments in advance, but I think it makes sense to do it here, is that the problem, if the union made the argument that the tax assessor had to be paid a hourly rate, then the problem with a tax assessor's job is, from that standpoint, is a tax assessor has the duty to fulfill the obligations of the job. Some days, it may be X amount of time. Other days, it may be Y amount of time. And the tax assessor is in the office one day a week, so you can monitor that. The problem is that the tax assessor also has, as was noted earlier, field visits, going to various professional conferences, perhaps meeting with residents or taxpayers, etc. So the concern would be, from the township standpoint, in order not to have a situation where the taxpayer, the tax assessor, can bill for whatever time is said to be worked, it puts the municipality in a situation where it's very hard to monitor that. Now, there are other probably positions where you could probably make the same argument, but the tax assessor is a protected position. You can't just terminate the tax assessor the way you could a person who's appointed you.
Right.
So I think the argument that would be made here if the union said, well, gee, it has to be hourly, is that the taxpayers also have to be protected. And if you have a salary position, then you know what you're going to pay the tax assessor for the job. And it then becomes incumbent upon the tax assessor to do whatever he or she has to do to get the job done. Because a tax assessor has like a bifurcated position in this sense. The township controls her salary to some degree, okay? There are cases where, I think it's right here in Lebanon, it's before me, where there was issues as to whether you could change the hours. And that became a source of contention. It was alleged to be political retaliation. And so you got the tax assessor that has some oversight from the township. On the other hand, the tax assessor, in terms of actual the assessment process, is completely independent of the township for a very legitimate reason, because no one wants to have either political interference or some kind of suggestion of political interference, even if it doesn't exist, because it creates distrust in government. So what the state has very carefully done is removed control over the tax assessor from, in terms of her duties as a tax assessor, from the township. And therefore, the tax assessors are in a very unique position in the township in that regard. So it seems to me that there is a very strong argument to be made, and what I just made is the same argument I would make to anybody who contested this particular issue, which is, in the interest of protecting the taxpayers, it is not irresponsible for the township to select a salary versus an hourly rate. So that's the argument that would be made.
Well, I do remember somebody saying that somebody should go back to the union and try to talk to them about getting a salary versus because right now that's an hourly position for part-time, and this person has requested, or we've given her salary, and what, you know, I mean, are we breaching a contract or are we not breaching a contract?
Well,
it's black and white to me. It's in the contract.
But also,
well, actually,
the past practices.
Right now, yeah, I think right now the tax assessment position is a salary.
Yes.
Position.
Yes. It's salary.
It's not an hourly position.
And even in our salary ordinance, it goes from $30,000 to $52,000 written in our own ordinance as a salary.
So historically, in this town, it has been salaried.
That's not something that Gail even brought. She brought up about the vacation time and.
Right.
I just know in the past that we've had problems.
And that was part of her original agreement when she was part of the shared service.
I just didn't.
And that's why when it got changed.
Into that argument again. I have one more question on this ordinance, the capital gain thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a time limit on when you have to use them funds?
I don't believe there is,
no.
But what traditionally happens, Lori, is that the CFO or the auditors, when they do their budget analysis, or I should say budget analysis, when they do their audit, they look at old ordinances and they say, you know, you got an ordinance here from 2010. Still got money in it. What are you going to do with it? So that's the process to weed out old ordinances. There isn't a specific time period as far as I know, but once they become stale, then in the audit, there'll be a question raised about it, or there'll be an issue raised. So just to make sure the governing body hasn't forgotten about it, make sure that it's being efficiently.
I just know that the first part that we got in, it was a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
I don't see it happening. So. Okay. I've got more questions.
Can I add something at this point? Can we go back or not?
It's public comment at the moment.
I think this is public comment right now.
Well, let him go, yeah.
Ron Mikowski, Rutger & Road. Just a quick clarification on that bond ordinance or
capital ordinance.
Capital ordinance. What that really represents is being able to go out and borrow that money in the future.
Not even borrow it. This is money we already have.
We do have it.
Yes. Okay. It's just allocating money out of our capital improvement budget for these projects. Yes.
Very good. That's the only thing I want to get.
Yep. No bond.
The other question is once again, tax assessor, what changed with their qualifications? That's from, you know, shared services to, I mean, what I'm saying, the person can handle the job, apparently. Mm-hmm. And I know previously when we had applicants come in for hiring, we didn't get every applicant. Usually the department head would weed them out with only ones that they felt were appropriate or they thought were real serious. Then we'd be able to interview them. So you don't always interview every one.
My problem is we couldn't get an answer. I couldn't get an answer as to who was looking through this. Was anybody looking through these names?
Not at all.
And if you want to know what changed is you had to kind of accept what you had because the shared services would have been good for the township. So based on that, I didn't need to have a total expert in a certain area, but when the shared services agreement was void, it's a whole new game.
Wait, run that by me again?
Which part?
Yeah.
Which part?
That changed. You said what?
What changed is we said yes to her based on a shared services agreement.
Right. She was doing the same job that she will be doing in the future.
Right.
Right.
But the thing is, we had one candidate that was selected by both townships to do that job, and you have to make concessions because it was going to be a shared services agreement, which is good for our township, saves us money. I was willing. She was a nice. I mean, I thought she'd fit right in. I thought she was a nice person. She could probably learn, but she didn't have the qualifications I would have looked for had I looked at a bigger pool of people. I might have chosen somebody else if we didn't have the shared services agreement. If when once that was off, then you went down another path. You just go down the path of who else is in the pool, and then you can compare them, and she still may have ended up as the assessor. But I'm just saying, we never had a chance. It was a couple of people that decided for the whole township.
Well, it's like I say, generally they do gets funneled down, you know.
Well, generally, but nobody communicates. Oh. That's the problem, and I have become a lone ranger because of the lack of communication.
The other thing is I applaud the committee there for taking a stand and hiring the individual instead of, for instance, do we have a contract with the CWA now?
It's an expired contract that we're working under.
And it's been expired for how long?
Dick, is it a contract or not?
It's an expired contract, but the law says that you're supposed to generally follow the same condition as you're going on.
Listen to this, Ron. Yeah. This is part of this resolution. The parties, by their signature below, acknowledge that there are no other agreements, conditions, terms governing this person, I won't mention her name, employment with the township, nor were there any other inducements. The CWA contract is a condition. It's a, you know, you've got other people that
well,
are under.
Do you think maybe the committee ought to run the town and not the CWA union?
I'm just
it
saying,
like
I
what
don't.
What they're doing is what the taxpayers is they're looking at for their best interest.
A contract is a contract. A contract is a contract. I don't breach contracts knowingly. I never would. I never will. And you have other people in this town that are under the in this building, even under the CWA contract. How about if they were to all try to negotiate out of this? How are they going to feel? What's going to happen with morale if somebody thinks by her, even though she's salary, they could divide her hour into an hourly rate and say that she's making more money than who knows the chief? I don't know.
But the problem is sometimes the committee has to take a firm stand, which apparently these three people did, which I applaud them for.
Well, I don't break the law, so.
Thank you.
And, you know, we have a right to change our mind.
Yeah.
Period.
Victor Huffman, 213 Buffalo Hollow Road. Got a couple questions. We had a history discussion last Sunday at the municipal, you know, over there in the park, and Josh Rich spoke on how they moved his house, and he asked at the end of the his discussion that we look into the one-room schoolhouse, which is located on East Hill Road. He thinks that the roof might be leaking, that you know, there might be some critters living inside. It is a historical building. I know I like to think the township is interested in protecting their historical buildings, but I'm not asking the township for money or just to proceed on it right now. I'm asking right now the liaison to the Board of Education so we can work with them, because I believe the building is still owned by them. If I'm wrong, you know, I hope somebody can correct me and lead me the right way. And what Mr. Rich feels that if the building, if the Board of Education relinquishes their ownership, it'll revert back to the previous owners, which seems to be about a half dozen. So we're not sure where we can go with there. At the present time, it is asking who is the liaison to the Board of Education.
The day after the historian storytelling in the park, I called Mr. Rich, and I have a package at home from him that has every piece of correspondence he sent over to the school, and Mike Schmidt and I are going to work on that.
I think you also should be working with the historians on that also.
We can.
Otherwise, you talk about transparency, that we're left out in the dark if you're asking us to help you preserve a historic building.
No, I haven't even opened the envelope yet, because we had to get through this other stuff.
If you're going to pursue that, I appreciate we were dialed in and presented what you have, and we'll also supply a few people to help out.
Yep.
Now, the next one I got. You went through and you, you all didn't go through, but you authorized the engineer and Jack to go through and say, hey, we're going to put this speed limit on this road, this speed limit on that road, which is well and good, nice. How the hell are you going to enforce them?
Just
redo it. And I say that with a serious face. Because I've been told on my road you can't enforce the speed limit. Warren, save your sign, save us money. Don't put them up. How are you going to afford it? God
bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I thought that was you.
That's for Jack to figure out.
No, it's not for Jack to figure out. If you can't do it on existing roads, why waste the money by putting more signs up?
And then, at the moment, those roads are 50-mile-an-hour roads. So
what's that, the difference? You can't afford it.
No,
maybe
you
Jack, maybe you may want to bring Jack in to give an explanation.
It's
a good question.
Well, I know it's a good question. Because I've had them tell me they can't afford them on our road. I mean, I've had the jackrabbits jump over the bridge. And the kids would go, ah! Oh, I had a good time.
Can you get out my brain?
I say, there ain't no sense calling the police. They can't do anything. They sit right there by the water coming. Oh, they come around the corner. There they are. Hey, we'll slow down this week. Must be my week to pick on the police department. I don't know. But here we go. We're going to go with another one.
Did you really jump over the fence?
Over the bridge. Over the bridge. I'm sorry, Ron. I get so excited. And nervous, too. I'm in the garden when I'm doing it. I mean, most communities, when you have a patrol car, you're able to see in the patrol car. Why do we have tinted windows? And why can't the average citizen have tinted windows? Why? It's illegal. You cannot go to the motor vehicle and get your car passed if you've got a tinted window. I know. My daughter couldn't. She had brought a car from California where it was legal. Try to get it passed here in New Jersey. No. I mean, we paid over $1 million for our police department. Am I correct? Am I what I understand?
Yep.
If they're that damn ashamed to know who's in the car, let them go work for another community. I like to know who's traveling up and down the road protecting my streets. And these guys do a wonderful job. I got nothing against it. I just want to know who's going up and down. I want to be able to wave to them, know who I'm waving to. And the tenant, I'm sure, costs more money. Just trying to save money. One more.
Should I just put my feet up on the table?
One more tonight. I don't know what.
Let Victor talk.
Nice shoes.
You shared and this lady with the tax assessor. Now, maybe I was wrong what I heard. But now, you granted her a salary of how much?
$32,000.
$32,000. All right, I'm a little bit off there, but still not going to hurt.
The previous assessor was $52,000.
All right, that's based on one day?
One day in the office.
Now.
But that doesn't account for, you know, that's 8 hours, you know, working Wednesday. And then she still has to do her outbound work of inspections of farms, properties that had upgrades, you know, when they...
And how is that figured in her salary?
That's in her salary, that she's responsible to do all that work.
I did 35. I misheard you. I'm sorry.
And she has to inspect one-third of the farms every year is the way that it's written from what we understand from the county.
Because now you said before you on your, one of these sheets, I guess, that you give what, between $30,000 and $52,000 salary limit?
Our salary ordinance is $30,000 low-end, $52,000 high-end, if I remember.
Is that based on 1 or 2 days?
That's just the ordinance. That's just the value it put out there for.
Because the last lady worked 2 days and got now a nice salary. But I just did a little math, and maybe my math is a little fuzzy. I voted for Bush, so it might be fuzzy. You work 52 weeks a year, assuming 8 hours. You're at 416 hours. $32,000. Well, she's going to be making... I wish I had a job. It's around $80 an hour.
Well, that's not eight. It's a lot more than 8 hours a day.
Well, that's what I'm just trying to figure out what we are paying for, what we're getting. I think that's some of the argument we have here.
Well, like I said, every year she has to inspect one-third of the farms, and we have 326? Yep. There's 326 farms registered in the town. So she has to do at least 100 inspections of those farms, you know, every year. So plus everybody who has a property upgrade, you put an addition on your house, she has to go and inspect that.
So you say she probably put in maybe 16 hours.
Could be 12 some weeks, could be 8 some weeks, could be 16, 20. It varies. That's the whole point, is it varies minimum of 8, but it can go up.
So how is that shared services going to work when Reddington would have her for 4 days and we'd have her only for one?
She'd fit it all in. That was the whole point.
I was just doing a little math, and, you know, like I say, it might be a little fuzzy, but I was just saying that's a lot of money. Now you say she has to perform a few more hours.
Yes.
And the lady understands this, and she's in an agreement with it. There's no hassle on it.
Mm-hmm.
I come back and say, I'm
I think the agreement, she has to perform the duties of the tax assessor and the obligations of the tax assessor for Lebanon Township. She has to get the job done. Whatever that takes to get that job done, it took 2 days and whatever prior, it's going to take 1 day and whatever now, but the job's going to be done.
It's a whatever now is I'm a little bit concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
So whether she's going to come back and say, well, I don't have time to do the whatever now.
Well, it has to get done. Yes. That's the point. She reports to the county and the state, and she has to get her job done through them.
That's super with me. Hey, I hope you all had a nice 4th of July. I'm done now, but... Everybody have a good time?
Wonderful.
Hey, fireworks is still what? What is it? That's nice. Fireworks night. Come on. That's 4-1. You got it here. This wasn't even bad yet.
Anyone else?
I heard that.
Yeah, I think it's hot. Earl? How many cucumbers?
Seeing none, can I get a motion to close?
Make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Do we need a motion to go into executive? You don't have anything? I don't have anything either.
No, there's no practical update for that.
Okay. Then, seeing no need to go into executive, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Might be all for naught. Who knows?
No, you're watching.